Jackson, W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app. For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Leaders of both parties in the Wisconsin Assembly say the push to impeach Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf is a distraction. Republican Scott Krug and Democrat Lee Snodgrass spoke to a WISP Politics luncheon yesterday. Krug says there's a way forward that doesn't involve who's running WEC. He says he wants a better working relationship with local clerks. More than $388 million worth of key construction projects around Wisconsin are getting the green light from the State Building Commission. They include new buildings and upgrades at state parks, prisons, and universities, and other state-owned buildings. There'll be security improvements at Techeeta Women's Prison. Work will also get started on a new Wisconsin History Museum on Madison's Capitol Square. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The city of Waukesha is getting parade memorial work done for free. The city has partnered with VJS Construction Services to oversee construction of the parade memorial at Greedy Park, with the business providing some of their services at no cost. The city is seeking additional contractors who are willing to contribute in-kind donations for various aspects of the project, such as concrete work, electrical, landscaping, and more. The dedication of the parade memorial at Greedy Park is planned for 2024. Oconomowoc police have wrapped up their active shooter training at a school. This morning, they worked with fire crews at Meadowview Elementary and tried to warn people in advance to not be alarmed. The decision to hold the training comes in the wake of a recent incident in Germantown, where police had to use lethal force in response to an active shooter. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Packers host the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers face the Minnesota Vikings Sunday at noon at Lambeau Field. Now, although the Vikings star receiver Justin Jefferson is on injured reserve, quarterback Kirk Cousins has found a new favorite target, rookie first-round pick Jordan Addison. Matt LaFleur.
Well, he's a guy that just studying him coming out of college that everybody was pretty excited about. I think he's a dynamic threat down the field. Obviously developed a pretty good rapport with Kirk.
College football. Wisconsin hosts undefeated Ohio State tomorrow night, kickoff at 6:30. Badgers quarterback Braden Locke says they need to play like they did last week against Illinois.
And I think in the fourth quarter we did a great job of that. You know, Braylon ran hard all night. Will made a great catch. Skylar Bell made a great catch.
NBA. The Bucks won their season opener 118-117 against the 76ers. Giannis had 23, but says that Damian Lillard's 39 points made the difference.
We have a guy that allows us and takes us to a different level.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, overcast. Highs around 66. Winds out of the west, 10 to 15 miles an hour. 33 tonight. Partly cloudy. Tomorrow, high of 45. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. Fantastic to have him along. Fantastic to have you along. It is Friday afternoon, October 27th, 2023. Six now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome back to hour number two of the big program. That's right. We are now on noon until two. Monday through Friday, if you haven't got the memo, noon until 2, then followed by a two-hour edition of Matt Flynn Direct from 2 until 4. Great to have him along. Great to follow our friends at As Goes Wisconsin, Jay Matinair, Greg Bach, right now filling in for the on-leave, maternity leave, that is, of Kristen Bry until January. So we've got As Goes Wisconsin, then we got us at noon until 2 at 2 o'clock, Matt Flynn Direct. So a great block of information, news, content, your calls as well. Always great to be a part of the lineup with all those fine folks. Coming up in this hour, at the bottom of the hour, Peter Rapine will be back on the show. He's been here before. He is from E-Bombs World. And I think I'm very excited that Peter is going to be making a bi-weekly appearance on the show, because here's what he brings to the table. We bring a little bit of news, actual news, but then a more humorous take on it. And also a few factoids, a few pieces of news that are not making the top of the news roster, but are just kind of odd things that we might not have heard about. So this is fantastic. So we got Peter Rapine at the bottom of the hour. And of course, Mr. Zommers is back this week with his board game of the week. If you have, I think it's going to be a good weekend, Mr. Zommers, because for board games, supposed to turn nasty and cold this weekend.
Yeah, you might want to stay inside.
Yeah. Maybe some of our listeners around Richland Center or North in La Crosse area might get some snow, they're saying. Nothing probably going to stick, but a little snow flurries in the air tomorrow at some point in the day. And yeah, freezing temperatures across the state of Wisconsin over the weekend. The growing season, I believe, is going to be officially over now after this weekend. And temperatures only like highs in the upper 30s to 40s, I think, on Monday and Tuesday. Then a warming back up next weekend around 50 degrees. So going through that season ending or season growing ending cold snap here this weekend. So that's what's coming up in the show. I want to finish up on this getting to know you. Mike Johnson, our new Speaker of the House, important that we hear him in his own words. And if you'd like to join the conversation, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Very important we hear Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, in his own words so that we don't get it wrong. I want to let you know what he is saying. Final issue, what we're going to touch on this hour is what he said last night on President Joe Biden. Oh, by the way, let's do this before we get into that. I told you in the end of last hour, there was this great story in The Atlantic from back in 2020 on Joe Biden talking about speech impediments and what is that like to try to overcome that. And the author's name in The Atlantic is John Hendrickson, John, J-O-H-N, Hendrickson, H-E-N-D-R-I-C-K-S-O-N, John Hendrickson. It's an article from The Atlantic back in January-February issue of 2020. So if you just Google Biden stutter The Atlantic or Biden speech impediment The Atlantic, it'll pop up. It's a lengthy story. And one of the best pieces, political pieces I've ever read, period. And one of the reasons why is the author, the reporter, John Hendrickson, is a stutterer himself and has struggled with it all of his life. And back in 2020, he got permission to have a one-on-one with Joe Biden. And in this interview, Biden lets down his guard and talks like he does around his family. And the magic of this article is that the author, who also has a stutter, writes it with the stutter in the article. And you realize how often he does it when he just gets to be himself. And how still, to this day, it's difficult for him to talk about. And as one of our callers, I think it was Joe last hour, said, this is part of what gives Joe Biden this empathy. Like, I don't know that we've ever had another president have. Maybe Lincoln. But very few presidents have gone through tragedy and overcome personal things to get to the political success that they've had. And Joe Biden is one of the few. So I would recommend it. In The Atlantic from 2020, author Joe Hendrickson, entitled What Joe Biden Can't Bring Himself to Say. The subheadline is, his verbal stumbles have voters worried about his mental fitness. Maybe they'd be more understanding if they knew he's still fighting a stutter. So all these times when Fox News and all these right-wing people bring up these clips and it looks like Biden is having like a senile moment, for lack of a better term, and that's what they call it, they question his ability to think. He is fighting his stutter. And he's trying not to stutter. That's what it is. So I recommend it. The Atlantic from January, February of 2020. John Hendrickson, What Joe Biden Can't Bring Himself to Say. So let's get back to today. Now you've got Mike Johnson last night on Hannity talking about impeaching Joe Biden. Remember, there is no credible evidence. Republicans have admitted this. No credible evidence to impeach Joe Biden, but hear from last night on Sean Hannity what Mike Johnson had to say about it. Mr. Zomers, have we got that up? Have we got that
it's
ready?
It's a real problem. That's the reason that we shifted into the impeachment inquiry stage on the president himself, because if in fact all the evidence leads to where we believe it will, that's very likely impeachable offenses. You know, that's listed as a cause for impeachment in the Constitution, you know, bribery and other high crimes and misdemeanors. Bribery is listed there, and it looks and smells a lot like that. And I think the evidence, we're going to follow the truth where it leads. We're going to engage in due process because, again, we're the rule of law party. I know people are getting anxious and they're getting restless and they just want somebody to be impeached, but that's not, we don't do that like the other team. We have to base it upon the evidence, and the evidence is coming together. We'll see where it leads.
Now, first of all, he stole our line. Following the truth wherever it leads. First of all, Mike Johnson's stealing our line. Secondly, he implies that somehow the two impeachments of Donald Trump were not legitimate. Forgetting, of course, that Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, Republicans on the January 6th committee, found that, in fact, there was evidence. Remember, Mitt Romney, Republican senator, voted for impeachment. Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, and voted for impeachment. There was actually, trying to overthrow your own country, that's pretty impeachable. Meanwhile, Republicans have self-admitted, some of these Republicans in the House have admitted there is no real evidence here on Joe Biden to say that he accepted any sort of a bribe. It is made up fantasy fiction. You hear how reasonable he sounded, Mike Johnson, right? Look, we're just trying to follow the facts, just trying to follow the truth. He is a snake oil salesman. He is a televangelist preacher. He'll look you in the eye. He'll tell you he loves you. God loves you. We're just here to love you. And behind the scenes, they're nothing more than grifters for power and preservation for white supremacy. That one caller was absolutely right. And again, remember, every Wisconsin Republican congressman voted for this guy, except for Derek Van Orten, who's gone off the ranch and on this self-proclaimed trip to Israel. But Derek Van Orten has made it clear in his tweets that he supports Mike Johnson. These are dangerous times, folks. And I want to bring you these clips. I want you to hear him in his own words. I want you to know what he is saying so you're prepared. Because here's what's coming. Here's what's coming. Republican leadership is not stupid. As a former Republican for 30 years who left the party in 2011, they're not stupid. Brian Schimming, the Wisconsin party chairman, has said they're going to start trying to get more Gen Z college votes because they know they're in trouble. They're underwater with young people. And they're going to start peddling economic stuff. By the way, the economy is doing great, by the way. GDP is up, unprecedented levels. Unemployment, record lows. More jobs have been created under Joe Biden than the administrations combined the last 50 years. But they're going to try to go, and they don't want young people in particular to realize how extreme the Republican Party is and the leadership now under Mike Johnson, how extreme they are against women, against LGBTQ folks, against pretty much any personal rights. They don't want you to know that because they know those are loser votes, that the general public does not favor those positions. So they're going to try to mask those things. But we'll be here. And we'll tell you what the facts are. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones quickly. Connie in Middleton. Thanks for Madison. Pardon me. Thanks for holding. Go ahead, Connie.
Hi. You know what I find interesting about what Mike Johnson had said, his quote, that Biden, oh, he's guilty of bribery. What about the Supreme Court justices like Clarence Thomas, right, who have taken bribes? And what about all these Congress people and senators who are taking money from the NRA and all the other special interests so that they can get what they want? Is that bribery? Oh, no, that's freedom of speech.
Well, by the way, Connie, not to interrupt, but by the way, he came out last night and said he will not endorse expelling George Santos. How about that for irony?
Yeah. Mr. Grifter himself, yeah, the liar and the cheat and the thief.
Right.
So, okay. I just thought it was ironic, you know, his statement when all of those people are taking money, including him, I'm sure.
Great point. Thank you, Connie. Really appreciate it. Thanks for calling. Great discussion on this, and we're going to continue this, continue to watch this as Mr. Johnson reveals himself. We're going to come back, and we're going to ask a question. What's worse? We'll come back and take a look at that. Also, Peter Rapine here at the bottom of the hour from E-Bombs World. A lighter look at the week in review and Mr. Zommer's board game of the week. You're not going to want to miss it. Come on back. It's the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. my way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Todd Allball along with Mr. Aaron Zommers. It is Friday, October 27th, 2023. 20 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Coming up, Peter Rapine at the bottom of the hour from E-Bombs World with a lighter look at the week in review. Here it is. Once again, time for our new segment called What's Worse? This is a chance for you to call in. A little lighthearted fun. We'll give you two names today, and you tell us what's worse, or maybe in this case, who's worse. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Who's worse, Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, or Alec Baldwin, the actor? Give us a call, 844-967-2789. Who's worse, Mike Lindell, Mr., my pillows aren't lumpy, or Alec Baldwin, who so far has gotten off of this charge of shooting a gun and killing someone, but, that's kind of a sort of good actor, a lot of ways, played Trump on SNL for a while, but maybe, let's not be too judgmental, but maybe who annoys you more? What's worse? Who annoys you more? Mike Lindell or Alec Baldwin? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Mr. Zommers, I'm going to tell you what annoys me as I look out our windows here, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. Here you got three college dudes. Could clearly tell they're college dudes. And they're walking up State Street towards the Capitol, and I'm looking right out the window at them. And the light, I can see the light, the traffic light. It is green for the drivers coming around the corner here. Of course, there's no traffic on State Street, but the cross street is Fairchild, right by the Overture Center. The light is green. And this car is going the speed limit, casually going around. And these three dudes, college dudes, they don't give a crap. They go right, walk right in front of the car when the car has the green light. That is annoying to me. That's what's worse.
I bet that those people drive their BMWs that their parents paid for.
Probably. Yeah, the dudes that walked in front of the car. Yes.
Yeah. We met some people similar to that recently, too. Yeah.
That is the definition of entitlement right there.
It's disgusting. And I get, were they just leisurely walking?
Yes.
I was going to say definitely leisurely walking. Oh, they always do. They're not even in a hurry. They just own the world.
Or people that have the earbuds, the earphones on, and they're looking at their phone, and they just walk right across the street. They don't care.
About those people is that usually they do. Like, you can tell with their body language, like, they look out of the corner of their eye, and they're like, this car will stop. And then they just keep walking. And it's like, seriously? Are you that? Like, yes, we're going to stop, but what happens when somebody who's driving is on their phone? Then you're going to die.
Does that annoy you? People that walk out when they don't have the right of way, that's what I'm saying. When it clearly says they're supposed to stop, not walk, and the car has the right of way, and people just walk out in front of it anyway and expect you to stop.
Now, or, if you look and you can't see a car for like a while, let's say it's the middle of the night and there's no traffic, go ahead, walk across the street.
Of course. What's worse, Mike Lindell or Alec Baldwin? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Because here's the deal. Mike Lindell, of course, he had this little pillow company over there in Minnesota, and he was doing fine. I mean, I don't have a MyPillow. I know a couple of people that got him and said, yeah, they're fine. Nothing special. But then you got Alec Baldwin, who, it can be a little annoying sometimes. Good actor in some ways. But if you had to put him on a podium and say, who's worse? What's worse, Mike Lindell or Alec Baldwin? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Give us a call and we'll be happy to put you on the air, and you can judge for yourself who's worse. Let's go to Chris from Madison. Chris, thanks for calling. What say you?
Hi, Todd. Longtime listener, first time caller.
Welcome.
Man, is this ever bombing.
Like, it just seemed like such a great idea when I pitched it.
Well, the other topics have had more heat. Although we do have the phones are lighting up now. I think it just depends.
Okay,
maybe I didn't sell it well enough. I got distracted by these walkers crossing on the red.
Yeah, I can tell. You're pretty hot about that.
Maybe I am.
Pull the shade.
Maybe that's what I should do.
Anyway, I'm going to vote Alec Baldwin.
Really? And why?
Because he's just one of those, like, kind of, he's very, like, just too self-assured.
Right.
and like, has some of his public behavior has been really, really bad.
Well,
like,
it has been.
That call to his daughter way back when and everything, like, I don't know. Sometimes the left holds up people as paragons, but, like, with a little bit of introspection, they're not really that great of people.
But look, now the phones are lighting up now, so I will let you go because you've spurred discussion.
All right, I'm out.
All right, we appreciate it. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it. Dick and Madison, what's worse, Dick, Mike Lindell or Alec Baldwin?
Easy one for me, Mike Lindell. I mean, at least Alec Baldwin once in a while could make me laugh.
Right.
This guy, you know. But you know who my personal favorite is?
Who?
I finally figured out Charlie Sykes' mission and why MSNBC has him on as a contributor.
Why?
Who else would know better? He's going on and on this morning on Morning Joe about all the horrible things about this new guy. Here's an architect of this kind of politics right here in Wisconsin.
Right.
And many people have looked at him or this state as being the incubator for the things that's going on nationally from what Walker did in 2011. But yet they have him on there like he's some expert on this.
Right.
He makes me wretch just looking at him.
Charlie's doing well. He finds a way to win. He finds a way to get paid.
Sure. Doesn't he walk away from the bomb that he threw, and now he's on the other side of the fence?
I'm old enough to remember that Charlie Sykes attacked Dale Schultz for being too conservative, that he attacked Dale Schultz for being too liberal, and now he's back supporting Dale Schultz. Charlie has a wet finger. He puts it to the air, finds out which way the wind's blowing,
exactly.
and he's fine. Thanks, Dick. I appreciate the vote for Mike Lindell.
We also got another vote for Mike Lindell from Jeff Perry. He says, Mike Lindell is worse, particularly when he's crossing the street against the light.
Well, that's true. Lumpy streets. Let's go to the phone lines. Deb in Madison, what's worse, Mike Lindell or Alec Baldwin, Deb?
Oh, my God, hands down, Mike Lindell. But I love Alec Baldwin in spite of all his faults. But Mike Lindell is so annoying that whenever his commercial comes on, I change the channel, hoping that all the people that watch, you know, when something is bad, you know,
right.
that they don't want to like, hire them anymore for their, you know, he's awful.
And it's not surprising that Mike Lindell is part of this, you know, Christo-fascist Trumpism movement because they literally want to be in our bedrooms. And then on these commercials, Mike Lindell shows
no
up
kidding,
in your bedroom,
right?
I mean, what's more disturbing? I mean, I've had hookups that are less disturbing than Mike Lindell in my bedroom, for God's sake. Terrible. Deb, you're fantastic.
Well,
thanks.
I have to ask you.
Go ahead. Quick.
I want to ask you real quick. Have you seen it's a commercial for, I'm not sure what state he's from, but it's some sitting Republican who, now I want to say it was probably the Lincoln Project that put this up. But
I don't know.
That talking about being in your bedroom, and he's actually in the person's bedroom watching you have sex. Have you seen that?
I have not, thankfully.
It's
thank
hysterical.
You. I got to run, Deb, but thank you very much. Quickly, Cindy, Cindy and Appleton, you got 15 seconds. Who's worse, Mike Lindell or Alec Baldwin?
Down also, Mike Lindell. What a puke. And at least Alec Baldwin, as far as I know, is a Democrat.
Well, very true. In these times, that counts for a lot, right?
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Cindy. Appreciate it. Back on the other side, Peter Rapine from eBombs World, a week in review. Don't go anywhere. Thanks for your calls. We'll have more next week on What's Worse. Stay tuned next for Peter and Board Game of the Week. This is the Todd Allbowl Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
Leaders of both parties in the Wisconsin Assembly say the push to impeach Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf is a distraction. Republican Scott Krug and Democrat Lee Snodgrass spoke to a WISP Politics luncheon yesterday. Krug says there's a way forward that doesn't involve who's running WEC. He says he wants a better working relationship with local clerks. More than $388 million worth of key construction projects around Wisconsin are getting the green light from the State Building Commission. They include new buildings and upgrades at state parks, prisons and universities, and other state-owned buildings. There'll be security improvements at Techeeta Women's Prison. Work will also get started on a new Wisconsin History Museum on Madison's Capitol Square. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Big Bend is coping with the loss of their chief. Police Chief Donald Galeone unexpectedly passed away Wednesday. He'd been leading the Big Bend police force since 2014. Before that, he served 24 years on the Milwaukee Police Department. The details surrounding the chief's passing remain undisclosed at this time. Big Bend officials recently moved ahead a plan to disband its police force. However, the finalization of that decision is still pending. The principal of Brookfield East High School has been named Principal of the Year by the National Association of Secondary School Principals. Andy Farley has been leading the school for 11 years, and under his leadership, Brookfield East has been recognized as a National Blue Ribbon School. There have also been efforts made to support students' mental health through programs like the Hope Squad. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Packers host the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers face the Minnesota Vikings Sunday at noon at Lambeau Field. Now, although the Vikings star receiver Justin Jefferson is on injured reserve, quarterback Kirk Cousins has found a new favorite target, rookie first-round pick Jordan Addison. Matt LaFleur.
Well, he's a guy that just studying him coming out of college that everybody was pretty excited about. I think he's a dynamic threat down the field. Obviously developed a pretty good rapport with Kirk.
College football. Wisconsin hosts undefeated Ohio State tomorrow night, kickoff at 6:30. Badgers quarterback Braden Mock says they need to play like they did last week against Illinois.
And I think in the fourth quarter we did a great job of that. You know, Braylon ran hard all night. Will made a great catch. Skylar Bell made a great catch.
NBA. The Bucks won their season opener 118-117 against the 76ers. Giannis had 23, but says that Damian Lillard's 39 points made the difference.
We have a guy that allows us and takes us to a different level.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are...
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, otherwise overcast. Highs around 66, winds out of the west 10 to 15 miles an hour. 33 tonight, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, I have 45. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Pursuing truth wherever that may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. It is Friday, October 27th, and Friday every other week now, thanks to our next guest, Peter Rapine of E-Bombs World, is going to be joining us each and every other Friday to give us a week in review that actually makes some sense. Forget all the, absolutely. Forget the CNN, forget the Politico. Let's go to the things that actually matter at E-Bombs World. Peter Rapine, thanks for coming on, sir.
Hey, Todd, thanks for having me again. I had such a great time last time and glad I get to do this every other week with you guys.
Well, as soon as you were off the air, I messaged our mutual friend, CP, who is a co-executive producer of this program. I said, get that guy, because I mean, that's what we're looking for here. That's what we need more often. So I appreciate you coming back. For those that might not have heard last time, Peter, tell folks a little bit about yourself and how you got into this business.
Yeah, so I'm the managing editor of E-Bombs World. And if you don't know, E-Bombs World is one of the internet's oldest, viral video, digital culture sites. We're older than Facebook. We're older than YouTube. And we're still kicking, you know? We love content and we love silly, dumb stuff.
That's exactly what you want on a Friday. And how long have you been there at E-Bombs World now, more or less?
Gosh, I've been at E-Bombs World 2015. Got the job out of college through a mutual friend of mine, started as an intern, and I've been cranking out content, almost 8 years now.
And I think the beauty of this, and correct me if I'm wrong, the beauty of E-Bombs World is this is stuff that's based in the truth. This is not just fiction that you create. You go out and you find these things that are actually happening. And sometimes there's a little bit of, you know, fiction weaved in here and there, but most of this is just real stuff. Am I right?
Yeah, so we're not a satire site. Right. We like to do some what we call, you know, shit posts or, you know, silly posts, but most everything we do is based in reality, based in truth, or is at least presented as truth. You'll see that if you're on our homepage right now, ebombsworld.com, you'll see our second story is, I'll just read the headline for you. They want me to drink another whiskey, dude. Ghost Adventurers host Bill Tolley gets possessed by an alcoholic ghost. So
I thought that was fantastic. An alcoholic ghost. Describe how you found this story and what the world is about.
Well, the funny thing is Discovery, the channel that runs Ghost Adventures, posted on their TikTok. So we didn't have to do much to find it. And obviously a story like that, I don't know what you believe or what the audience here believes about ghosts, but we probably doubt the legitimacy of it. But hey, it's 21 and you get a good headline out of it.
It's a great, and again, the guy gets to basically get wasted and say, look, dude, it wasn't me. The ghost told me to drink.
Yeah, I know. Come on. You'd figure that after death, right? The one thing that wouldn't hang on would be your alcoholism.
It's not unlike our new Speaker of the House here, this Mike Johnson guy, who I got to believe this guy is going to be comedy gold for you guys, because here's a guy who's basically saying that God is telling him to hate people. And whether they're gays or whether they're women or whoever it is. And I mean, have you had time yet to digest Mike Johnson and go after this guy? Not go after him, but I mean, just expose some of this stuff.
Yeah, it's something that we were keeping our eyes on. Politics for us, you know, the last couple of years have just been so crazy and there's so many crazy political stories. We try to not really dive too much into politics. I mean, sometimes it's unavoidable, you know. Lauren Boebert at a, you know, show of Beetlejuice. Like, we can't not cover that. But we haven't really dove into him yet. But we're keeping our eye out.
And you know what? I think that in some ways that's really good because, as I said, we get so overwhelmed with all the kind of serious, heavy news. It's nice to go to a place like E-Bombs World and just laugh and realize how ridiculous the world is around us.
Exactly. That's what we like to do. And when it comes to politics, we also don't like to minimize the seriousness of politics, right? Everyone made fun of Trump for eating steak with fry or steak with ketchup or, you know, suits don't fit well. But also, you know, his politics were terrible. And let's focus on that. So we don't like to minimize very serious issues, especially when it comes to politics. But we do have a story on the headline right now. I'm sure your audience has heard about this Alaskan Airlines pilot who was high on mushrooms and awake for 40 hours before then pulling the emergency handles on a flight.
What was that about?
Yeah, it's a really crazy story. So our headline is, it's half of it's a quote from Fox News's Jesse Walters, and the other half is the opinion of many psychonauts on the internet. So we're running magic mushrooms are turning the American pilots into psychedelic kamikazes. Psychonauts are pissed that American Airlines pilot has tarnished their good name.
I mean, it's just crazy, right? I mean, how does this guy with all the security now, I know he's a pilot, but I mean, doesn't somebody kind of look at this guy and go, he doesn't look well. He should not be in the cabin of a flight.
I know. You would assume that, you know, smarter minds would have said, hey, man, you got to sit this one out or you're getting on a different flight. I mean, I don't know, you know, if you've ever been awake for more than 24 hours, you know, that's probably enough to put you over the edge itself.
Yeah.
Adding a dose of magic mushrooms probably wasn't helpful on top of that.
Yeah, I think the longest I've ever stayed up for is just over 24 hours, and I looked like death warmed over. I can't imagine being up for 40 straight hours, and then, like you say, you add in something on top of that. I mean, you cannot look well when you enter that flight deck.
Yeah.
Did you hear the recording of the actual pilot radioing, you know, the ground? The guy was cool as a cucumber. I mean, he was like, yeah, we have an incident here. I think it's under control. We have to land the plane. I would have been like, get us down, get us down. You know, I would have been going crazy.
Yeah. I mean, that's the cool thing about it. Whenever you hear those pilot recordings, they're always so cool under that pressure. Right? You gotta be.
Right.
The guy in the pilot who was high on mushrooms and sleep deprived clearly was not. And he was quoted saying that he pulled the emergency shutoff handle because he thought he was sleeping and he was trying to wake himself up.
Thought it was like the alarm or something.
Yeah, I wonder how that, you know, argument's gonna vote.
Lord. All right, here's another headline. Security guards were not prepared for a cannibal corpse show. What the world?
Well, if you know anything about Cannibal Corpse, you know their lyrics can be very questionable.
And also incomprehensible.
And remember, we are a broadcast network here. FCC rules apply, so don't go too specific, but yes.
No, yeah, we're not. We won't. If you really want to check it out, go to the site and click on through. But basically, it's a short little video, what we call like a sight gag, where the lead singer's introing a song about blood coming out of a part of your body that you do not want it to come out of. And one security guard looks at the other security guard, clearly with the sign on his face saying, what the heck have we gotten ourselves into? Which I'm sure most people in the audience felt the same way.
I mean, those guys are just, they're just trying to make a buck, right? This might be their second or third job. They're just a security guard. They're standing there like, what the heck? By the way, before I forget, I want to ask you about something that CP told me about alligators. Is there an alligator rule? Is there a Peter rule on alligators? And if there is, can you explain this, please?
Yeah, so we have rules on all sorts of forms of content, but our alligator rule is very specific. My rule is the alligator either needs to have somebody in its mouth, or there needs to be like a baby or an old person in imminent danger near said alligator. That's our rule.
So a body part in the mouth or an old person or a baby in imminent danger.
Yes, that's the rule. There's so many, you know, stories of, you know, guys in Alabama, you know, catching the biggest alligator you've ever seen, yada, yada. So you'd figure it would do well that people would really resonate with. But that type of stuff really doesn't seem to have the pizzazz that we're looking for. Right. So that is our alligator rule. Baby in danger, old person in danger, or it chewing on someone's arm or leg.
Because an alligator in Alabama, that's just a Wednesday.
Yeah, exactly. There's nothing special about an alligator in Alabama or the Everglades. Yeah.
I think it's a great rule. We have the same rule here, as a matter of fact. You know, in order we have to have an old person like me or a baby in danger to make the story. Any other headlines you'd like to talk about specifically on E-Bombs World this week? We're talking to Peter Rapine, managing editor at E-Bombs World. Peter.
Yeah. Well, there was a really funny story that appeared in the New York Times this week as well. But a family is suing Google Maps after they were directed to drive off a bridge that was no longer there. So they drove off a bridge and they ended up in a river. And the catch is that the bridge hadn't been in operation since 2013.
Whoa.
Yes. So the next time you're driving in your car late at night, you're following Google Maps, just, you know, put your brights on, make sure that the road you're driving down is actually still there. Chances are it might not be.
Well, I mean, that's the point. Was it foggy? Or I mean, like, I don't care if Google tells me to take a right or not. I'm going to be looking at the, if there's nothing in front of me, I'm not going to keep going.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, were the people okay? Did we know? Or did
they
survive?
They were okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. They were all fine. Minimally, you know, banged up, but, it seems like the lawsuit as far as the judge
minimally
is pretty
banged
obvious.
Up. You drive off a bridge that isn't there. Oh, they're fine. It's just minimally banged up.
Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, to Google's defense, the bridge wasn't that big of a bridge. It was maybe 15 feet tall.
Peter Rapine defending Google like they need the defense. Thank you, Peter. I'm sure.
Hey, you got to play both sides. You got to play both sides.
Anything
other stories you had? Yeah. Well, there was a supposed mermaid washed up in Papua New Guinea. Do with that as you will. People aren't really sure what it is. It's this like kind of white looking, decrepit, bloated figure that looks to have mermaid fins on it. We love cryptid stuff at UM's World. A good security camera, the skinwalker, aliens, you know, little fairies. I eat that stuff up.
Right, right. So yeah. we have not confirmed whether it was an actual mermaid.
No, we don't know yet. All right. Jury is still out on that one.
Just a bloated white woman.
Yeah, something.
sounds like a date at Applebee's. But I'm not sure. Anyway, anything else? Here's one. I like this one. 21 hilarious and confusing posts from people born before 1964. Thank God I make the cut. I was born in 69. But what is it about people born before 64?
Well, if you know your dates of the generations, that would be the baby boomer population. Yeah. And there's no one that posts quite like the baby boomers. Their Facebook posts are the best. and in the headline on that one, this woman is posting on Facebook, and I quote, "I do not give Facebook permission to print anything off my computer." And the other one in the headline reads, "What if teachers secretly started baptizing kids at school and hid it from their parents? What would the left's reaction then be?" Which, like, honestly, kudos. Yeah.
All right. Hey. Right. Yeah. Right. These are fantastic. And this is why people need to go to ebombsworld.com, because it makes you feel better after scrolling, you know, doom scrolling through Twitter or Twix or X or whatever you want to call it, or CNN, or after hearing all the heavy stuff, you read these stories and it just makes you feel better.
It does. That's what our goal is, right? We want people to laugh, we want people to have fun, but we also kind of want to inform them. You inform them on the crazier things that are happening in the world. Another thing that we have on the homepage right now is 19 of the craziest job listings on the internet. And one of those job listings is for a human alarm clock. Someone is willing to pay someone to show up to their house every morning and wake them up. Because I guess they're tired of hearing their phone go off.
I'm sure. This is how Mike Lindell started. He was a human alarm clock, and then he just brought a pillow with him. And he was like, you know, try this out. I don't know. But what is that, an odd job? This is a real thing, not made up. The people actually do this.
Yes, they do. There's another listing in there for, I believe it's some sort of clown. Let me refresh my
memory. Oh, my gosh. I mean, that'd be even worse. A real live clown as your alarm
clock. No, it's, yeah. So they're looking for a real clown to help expose a fake clown. Allegedly, there's someone in San Francisco who is not a legitimate clown, who's been pretending to be a clown. And so they're looking for a real clown to come in and help get this fake gotcha clown.
Well, I could give you a real life example. They hired George Santos, a real life clown, to expose Mike Johnson, a supposed clown.
Yeah.
Right there. Well, you go.
George actually had a great tweet this week where he said, "They're actually coming for you. I'm just in the way."
Peter Rapine, EPOM's World. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you. See you in a couple of weeks.
Hey, thanks, guys.
My pleasure. Stay tuned. We got Board Game of the Week with Mr. Zomers next on the Tunnel Ball Show on Civic Media.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba, please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Welcome back to the Tylo Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock. That is 10 minutes away from Matt Flynn Direct. Now bigger, better than ever. An expanded 2 hours taking you to history in the makings, the front line of history being made. History being made every minute of every day. Matt Flynn takes you there from 2 until 4. Remember, our times have changed. Zomers and I are on with you from noon until 2. And then Matt Flynn Direct takes over from 2 until 4. Going to be a great show today. I'm sure Matt breaking down more of this information on Mike Johnson as we get to know more about him on the speaker. Well, I was going to say speaker's race because it's been so, we've been having this race for so long. He is actually the speaker, was finally elected. We have a speaker. So Matt Flynn going to take you there. Also updating you on the other news of the day, preparing you to go into the weekend. Right now it is 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock. Time once again for Aaron Zomer's Board Game of the Week.
Although before I bring you this week's board game, we have a quick announcement, some dire news.
Oh, geez.
Jeff Perry has confessed he is a fake clown.
Well, very good. Our ongoing contributor, Mr. Perry, is in fact a fake. I did not know that.
Wow. I'm sorry to hear this, Jeff.
Jeff Perry's been, well, I mean, he makes me laugh.
So. I wish you all the best in your recovery.
Now time for Board Game of the Week.
We've kept you waiting, but now it's here. It's time once again for Board Game of the Week.
So this one comes to you from my friends McKinley and Danielle. I went over to their house yesterday, and we played this game that I've never played before. It was a lot of fun. It is called So Clover.
So Clover.
Get it? Because it's like so clever.
Right. Oh, now I get it. All right.
Yeah, it's not funny at all. Like, I didn't even get it.
Not like you're so Raven, but like so Clover.
Yeah, they had to explain it to me. I did not get it at all.
All right.
But anyway.
Enlighten us, Mr. Zomers.
So it is 3 to 6 players. Takes about 30 minutes. I think that's generous. You can play it a lot faster. Okay. And it's very easy. It's a simple word association game. And you might think word games are great, but dyslexic people might have a hard time with something like Scrabble, where you have to spell words. But with this, your spelling doesn't matter. Because the spelling is not part of what scores the game. So this is a word game that you could get dyslexic friends in on. And I think that's really cool.
This is perfect for me. Go ahead.
So in So Clover, you get a 4-leaf clover. Each player does. And then each of you gets 4 cards that have 4 words on them. So it's a lot of fours, but let me explain.
Right.
So once you place your 4 cards randomly on your clover, each leaf of the clover, you know how each leaf of a clover has 2 parts?
Right.
It has 1 word for each of those parts. And so let's say it's parrot and luxury. You have to think of a word that matches those 2 words, just 1 word. And so for that example, my friend Danielle wrote pirate. And then you do the same thing for all 4 sides. You take your 2 words, make 1 word that describes it. And then you add an extra word card. So you have 5. You shuffle them around. And then everyone else at the table has to try and guess what the original orientation was.
Okay.
So let's say another one has boat on it. And boat was not part of your original lineup. But someone might think of boat when they see pirate. So you got to try and suss out what you think that person might do and get the right orientation. And you get 2 tries. It's a lot of fun, really easy to pick up.
And how do you win?
It's a collaborative game, actually. So you score points based on, you get more points if you get it in your first guess. Mm. And then you can still get some for your second try. And at the end of the game, you total up all the points that you got once you've gone around with everybody. And based on how many players you have, there's point thresholds for different scores. Like you might be just a budding clover or you might be fully bloomed. And so, yeah, it's a nice, fun, cooperative game.
Right. Well, fantastic. It sounds great. So what's the name? How much is it again?
So Clover runs for about $25. You might be able to find it at a local game store. Otherwise, that's the price that I saw on Amazon.
All right. Very good. There's your board game of the week. Coming to that time of the week again, Mr. Zummers, on a Friday, about 5 minutes now before the hour of 3 o'clock. What are we thankful for? An attitude of gratitude, trying to think about things that we can be positive about in a tough week in a lot of ways. But what are you thankful for this week?
I'm thankful that, you know, I'm trying to look at the silver lining in things. I'm really disappointed that our Speaker of the House is Mike Johnson, mm-hmm. who is below the bottom of the barrel as far as good people go. But at least we have a speaker. That means that we may be able to do something. Like, at least we probably won't be shutting down the government. People will still get paid. Families can still be taken care of. And hopefully we can still get aid to Israel and Ukraine and the Gaza Strip, the Palestinian people. Mm-hmm. So I'm thankful for that. And I'm also thankful just to be able to spend time with my friends like I did yesterday.
Well, good for you. Just, I think that's a great reminder. I too am thankful for family and friends. Yeah, just to have people in our lives to talk with that makes us feel better. Talked to mom a little bit last week, made me feel better. Went down and saw my good friends, Kurt and Florcy, hung out with them. And you're right, Mr. Zommers, it is always a great reminder. It's kind of like for me at least, it's a reset button, right? Because we think the things in our life are so important. And then you look around and you find out, if you just look around, you find people that have actual pain in their life, people dealing with severe health issues, people dealing with homelessness and poverty and just need food, right? And so, yeah, I'm thankful that I have a warm bed. I'm thankful that I'm not hungry. In fact, I could lose a couple of pounds, but more thankful for family and friends that keep me grounded and that who allow me to reset. And I'm also thankful for Badger football. On a lighter note, we have a big game to look forward to tomorrow.
And that you don't have to use Peacock to watch it.
Yes, there's no Peacock this week. You can actually watch it on NBC broadcast, or better yet, down or stream it on the Civic Media app. If you don't have the app, download it and listen to Matt LaPay and Mark Tauscher on WRCE News from the Center. Also in Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, and Racine and Kenosha. You can stream the Badger game tomorrow. Kickoff at 6:30 tomorrow on the Civic Media app across the Badger Sports Network. And the hockey, by the way, the hockey, the Badger hockey team beat number one Minnesota last night up in Minnesota. That was a huge win for Wisconsin men's hockey.
Have to ask Kara Foster from Weather Allergy how she feels about this development. Right.
Our old weather person, Kara Foster, not too happy. Her Gophers didn't get it done. So that's a big win for the program as they kind of reset there. So certainly thankful for that. And we'll see how the Pack can recover this week as well. So all those things are going on. Don't forget to get our friend Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct is next. Going to take you to the front lines of history. We thank our guest, Peter Rapine, for joining us. We also thank Chris Pauls for joining in and Jeff Perry as well. Mr. Zommers doing a great job on the board this week. Mr. Zommers, appreciate you so much. Appreciate all of our great callers. That's what makes this show work, what makes the network work. Have a great weekend. Have a safe weekend. Tell the people that you love them. Keep banging your drum.
And watch out for fake clowns.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
The Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.